Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Joshua. So I want to pick up where we left off last week. If you recall, Jackie was making a very interesting point about how your level of mental activity can sometimes almost seem like it's a workout in its own right. You know, if you've been like crazy busy on a project, or if you've been putting together an event, or if you just had a crazy day at your job and with your family, sometimes at the end of it, you find yourself just totally wiped out, and it's almost like you're as taxed and as starving as if you'd just done an hour at the gym. And it's that sugar burn thing that you've heard Jackie and I talk about so much, where you just feel totally depleted, and like it's like literally like you're looking for that large pizza or you're looking for sugar, and you're just craving foods like you had just done an intense hour on an elliptical or on a treadmill. So what we want to talk about this week is giving you some tools to keep your energy on a more even keel, on a more even level in the midst of one of those crazy days. Because the reality is that sometimes this is just the stuff of life, and it's going to happen, and we're going to have to deal with it. And so we want to go deeper into this week is that tool, so you have a sense of the ability to regulate your energy and keep your mood and your energy level on a positive, even level, even when when you have those kinds of days. So the primary tool that I'm going to explore in this call, and it's one you've heard me talk about a million times, is how to use your breathing effectively to do just that, to keep you in that even energy balance place. Now, why do I keep coming back to this one tool? Why do I say this over and over again that your breathing is such an important tool? I want to talk a bit more about that, and then I want to get into some practical ways in which you can actually use your breath as a tool, even more so than maybe you have in the past. So the first and foremost reason why I keep coming back to this, why I keep emphasizing your breathing, is that it's the most consistent, reliable tool you have. You know, if you think about it, you breathe so much throughout the day, only most of the time it's outside of your regular awareness. We just don't pay attention to it because we're not trained to use it as a tool. You know, if you actually look at different meditation practices or even prayer or yoga or any kind of mind-body discipline, what's interesting is you find that using the breath is like it's a common theme. They all come back to it in one way or another, and it's because it's that constant thing that's always present. You know, if you breathe, let's say 20 times in an average minute, sometimes it's probably less if you're really relaxed, and sometimes it's more, you know, if you're working out or if you're just in a really, if you're anxious or excited. But let's just say, for sake of example, that you breathe on the average 20 times in a minute. So let's say 20 times in a minute, times 60 for 60 minutes in an hour, times, let's say, 16 hours of the day that you're awake. So if you do that math, 20 times a minute, times 60 minutes in an hour, times 16 hours in a day, what you come up with is 19,200 breaths that you take in the course of an average waking day. Now just think about that, 19,200 breaths. Now for most of us, that's 19,200 breaths that are outside of our awareness, because maybe a couple times a day we just slow ourselves down and we remind ourselves to take a deep breath. And we've heard this all our life, you know, take a deep breath and count to 10. You know, when I was a kid, and if I would get angry or if I would get frustrated, my dad would always make me take a deep breath and count to 10. You know, and sometimes I paid attention to it and sometimes I didn't, but most of us probably have heard this. This is not new, you know, take a deep breath or just breathe deeply or breathe and work your way through it. You know, we've heard this message, but I really want to impress on you why this is so important. So, like I said, that's 19,200 breaths in the course of an average day that, in a sense, you are not taking advantage of. Now, this may be a bit of a stretch, but I want you to think of it this way for just a moment. Imagine that every time you put your hand in your pocket, you'd pull out a $20 bill. Every time. Whether you use it or not, that $20 bill would always be there. So if you're getting a sandwich or a salad at your lunch break, you reach in your pocket, there's the $20. If you go to Starbucks to get tea or coffee, reach in your pocket, there's the $20. If you go to Toys R Us with your kids to take them shopping, there's the $20. If you're going to buy new shoes for you or for your kids, there's the $20. So think about that. If every time you reach into your pocket, it was waiting there for you, Well, wouldn't you want to be using it as much as possible? I mean, it's like an endless resource that's right there that you could be taking advantage of or not. Whether you used it or not, it would always be there. Now, again, that may be a little bit of a stretch, but I'm drawing this analogy for you because I want to communicate the potential value that's there using your breath if you choose to take advantage of it. But that's really the key word here. It's about choosing to use the tool or not, because it's always there and it's always available. Like I said, 19,200 times a day, it's there, and you have the ability to make a choice about whether or not you're going to use it. So I want to talk about why breathing is so important from a physiological or physical level. The breathing is part of what's referred to as the autonomic nervous system. Now, what that means is autonomic, you can almost think as an automatic. It's the part of your nervous system that's pretty much outside of your awareness. You know, you don't have to think about breathing. You can, and you have the ability always to choose to be conscious about your breathing, to slow it down or to speed it up. But if it's outside your awareness, your body's just going to do it naturally and normally, which you might call automatically, right? So this autonomic nervous system regulates things like your breathing, your heart rate, your digestion, your salivation, your perspiration. It's sort of the autopilot of your body. Now, within this autonomic nervous system, there's two key aspects or functions. One's called the sympathetic nervous system, and one's called the parasympathetic nervous system. Now, you don't need to get too academic, but I want you to understand the simple difference between the two things. The sympathetic nervous system is what we often refer to as the fight or flight nervous system. It's when you get anxious, when you get scared, when you get angry, if you get panicky. It's that automatic thing that takes over, that fight or flight that gets you in an adrenaline rush. It gets you really sometimes tense in your muscles, but also sometimes very ready, and your senses can be extremely alert as if there was an emergency and you had to take care of yourself or protect yourself. Now, the opposite of that is the parasympathetic nervous system, which is often referred to as the rest and digest part of the nervous system. It's the part of your nervous system when you relax, when you do take a really deep breath, or if you just did a yoga class, or if you just went for a nice long walk and worked out, that relaxation feeling that settles in once you're done. That's really the parasympathetic nervous system. Now, a very simple way to even think about this is if you're driving a car. You know, if you're going really jerky when you're driving, if you're starting and stopping, or if you speed up and then hit the brakes, and you keep going back and forth and back and forth, that's kind of how the sympathetic nervous system works. It's that agitated, jerky, start, stop, fight or flight. The opposite is if you're driving down the highway and you settle into cruise control at a nice comfortable speed on the highway, maybe 55, 60 miles an hour, and the engine's just kind of purring along, and you can really kind of relax and settle into a very comfortable, nice pace or speed. That's really more metaphor-wise what the parasympathetic nervous system is like, again, that rest and digest. Now, here's the interesting thing, okay? When you use your breath, when you breathe consciously and when you breathe deeply, you're piercing the veil of this autonomic nervous system. And what I mean is that using your breath, again, something you can either use consciously or not consciously, you have the choice. When you use it consciously, you are piercing the veil into the autonomic nervous system. You're basically saying, you know, I am going to make this something that's within my control. Because most of the time, most of those 19,200 breaths are outside of our awareness, are really outside of our control. We're not using them efficiently. We're not putting our hand into our pocket to pull out that $20 bill, so to speak. So when you use your breath, what you're really doing is you're triggering the parasympathetic nervous system. You're triggering that rest and digest aspect of your nervous system. Now, why does that happen? Well, it's really actually very simple. It's almost like very simple math, you could say. When you breathe, you increase the oxygen in your blood. And when you increase the oxygen in your blood, you decrease your heart rate and you decrease your blood pressure. So it's very simple. It's the simplest way to actually trigger this parasympathetic nervous system when you do a deep breath. So because I'm giving you so much sort of theoretical and almost academic style of information, what I really want to do right now is I just want you just to practice this. Let's just stop the intellectual conversation side of this and just practice this for a second. So what I want you to do is just stop right now. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Just take 5 deep breaths in and out. Let's do it together. So first, just breathe completely deeply in. And then completely exhale. And expend all the air from your lungs. Then breathe in again. Deep inhale. I'm doing it here with you. Deep exhale. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. That's three. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Four and last one. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Now, what I want you just to do for a second is just notice what's going on in your body when you do those five breaths. Just notice what's going on. What's going on in your mind? And what's going on in your body? Are your muscles relaxing? What does it feel like? Because what I want you to do for the next week is to at least once or twice, and if you can do more than great, but at least once or twice, I want you to catch yourself in the middle of your day, and I want you to stop, and I want you to do these five deep breaths. Now, the way to get the most value out of it is to really empty the air out of your lungs. I mean, really, really expend all the air from your lungs. And then breathe as deeply and fully as you can. You may even hold it for just like half a second. And then fully exhale again. And just run through that process five times. But what I also want you to do when you do that is to just notice what goes on after you do it. Just notice the sensations that go on in your body. Notice what your mind is doing and how it may start to calm down and relax itself, and what it feels like in your body when you do that. This is a really important tool to start to develop. It's almost like creating like a little mini oasis in the middle of your day. And the thing is, you have so many opportunities to just stop and take that little pause to do those five little breaths. Now, initially when you're doing it, to the extent that you can, it's probably useful to not be doing other things when you do those five breaths. But what you also start to realize as you practice them is that this is something you can do all the time. I mean, there's no reason you can't do one or two or three or five just conscious, deep, relaxing breaths in the middle of a meeting, or when you're hanging out with your kids, or when you're driving in your car. Remember, it's that tool that's always there, and it's always there whether you use it or not. It's like the $20 bill in your pocket. You know, if you had that $20 bill, you'd always want to be reaching in there and pulling it out. Even if you didn't necessarily have a reason to spend it, you'd want to be just putting the money in the bank. And it's really in many ways what breathing is like when you really develop it as a tool. It's something that becomes a resource. It's something that becomes sort of a handrail in the middle of an intense situation and a way to stay really calm and focused when there's other things going on in your life. Now, I want to just be clear about one thing, and it's just important to say because I think we all have a tendency to go there sometimes in our thinking. You know, this breathing tool that I'm sharing with you is powerful and as wonderful as it is. It's not a magic bullet, right? There's no magic bullet. Go back to the very beginning of the program. There's no magic bullet. But what it is it's a really useful tool. It's a practice. You know, if you think about it, when people talk about their yoga practice or their meditation practice or even like a law practice or a medical practice, sort of the implication there is that it's an ongoing practice. You're always practicing your craft. So breathing in some ways I want you to look at as a practice. You know, I don't know if there's any absolute perfection of it as a skill or as a tool, but what I do know is that the more you use it, the more it helps you feel calm in intense situations. The more it helps you realize that you have a choice not only about how you feel in the moment, but also how you're going to react to the things around you. Doing this breathing practice isn't necessarily going to change the outside circumstances of your life. It's not going to change how other people behave. You've heard Jackie talk so much about not getting stuck and trying to control things that you can't. You know, this isn't necessarily going to be a solution for the challenges that other people sometimes present in your life. But what it is, if you really use it, what I can guarantee you will do is it will start to give you a much better range of choices in terms of how you react to the behaviors of others. So it's not going to change others' behaviors. But what you will find that it does is that it creates some distance between the things that happen around you and how you emotionally react to them. It creates that little bit of space, and sometimes that little bit of space makes all the difference in the world in terms of how your day is going to go, in terms of how your day is going to unfold, and also in terms of your relationships. There's sometimes when people are going to bring the drama, and that's just going to happen. And your ability to find that little oasis, to take that, even that one breath sometimes, to catch yourself, to realize, okay, you know what? I may not like this, but I have a choice right now about how I'm going to react to it. You know, it may make the difference between realizing that the other behaviors have nothing to do with me and completely going off on them, or even just spiraling off in our minds about how others are behaving and what we think that means. So it's a really crucial tool to have, to just to create that little bit of space sometimes when we most need it. So just to recap, this is like your internal energy regulation system. It's a tool that's always there. And I just want you to become more skilled at catching yourself in the middle of the day and starting to use, even if it's just 10 or 20 of those 19,200 breaths, using them to your advantage. You know, if you think about that car metaphor I used before in terms of the fight or flight or the rest and digest, that start, stop, or just going evenly down the highway. You know, as far as this is an energy regulation system, when you're in that start, stop, you know, if you're in a car, you're going to get very bad gas mileage. If you're constantly speeding up and then slowing down, speeding up, slowing down, you're just going to get very lousy gas mileage. But if you go at a nice, even, steady pace, and you use your breath to just carry you through and stay in a much more even, balanced place, your gas mileage is going to be very good. Of course, your gas mileage in this case is just your overall energy throughout the day. And of course, you have to combine this with proper rest and good food and all those things. But as a tool, this is an amazing thing to really remind yourself and to start to train yourself, in a sense, to start remembering and recognizing is always available to you, and to start using in the midst of your day. So I'm going to close with that. Have an awesome day, and we'll be talking to you very soon.